Welcome to the Association for Talent Development's podcast series. For more information about ATD, please visit our website at www.td.org. This podcast is sponsored by Boise State University. If you are looking for a master's degree or certificates to enhance your professional skills in instructional design, e-learning, needs assessment, or evaluation, visit Boise State University's Organizational Performance and Workplace Learning online graduate programs at opwl.boisestate.edu. To help you build your career, internships and job placement support are also available, so contact an academic advisor at 208-426-2489 and get started today in one of Boise State University's Organizational Performance and Workplace Learning online graduate programs. This is a feature article on page 50 of the November 2019 issue of TD Magazine, Expat Exodus, by Neil R. Goodman. Reacclimate employees returning from overseas assignments or risk losing them to another company. Success in today's multicultural workforce and global marketplace requires leaders who are culturally agile. One of the best ways for leaders to gain the insights needed to succeed in the culturally diverse and geographically dispersed workplace and marketplace is an international assignment. International assignments frequently result in leaders who are more innovative and agile. They become the cultural brokers who can see situations from multiple perspectives simultaneously. There is typically personal growth and expanded worldview and greater acceptance of vulnerability and empathy. Surprisingly, those who made the best acclimation to the host country often have the most difficult time returning to their home country. While many expats receive training on how to most effectively integrate into living and working in a new culture, few organizations recognize the need to reintegrate those individuals back into their home culture. The expat experience. Employees and their family members usually anticipate some of the difficulties they will experience when moving overseas on an international assignment. Unforeseen and unexpected, however, is that employees returning can be even more stressful and difficult than the experience of moving to the foreign country. Many expats have greater autonomy and responsibilities when abroad, and those frequently disappear when expats return to their home office. Once a person is a big fish in a small pond, it is difficult to be a small fish in the ocean. The cycle of the employees and family members' overseas experience is not over until they have effectively readjusted to their home culture. Depending on how long the expats were abroad, they may find that many aspects have changed. To be successful in a foreign culture, they too have likely changed and shifted internally without realizing it until coming home. Their internal compass is running on another country's culture, and the readjustment can be confusing and unsettling, in part because they hadn't anticipated re-entry to be a challenge. The repatriation process can be plagued with complexities, anxieties, and uncertainties. Many regard this as reverse culture shock, which can be more severe than the anticipated culture shock expats experience when they go on their assignments. Companies' failure to recognize reverse culture shock exacerbates its impact because many returnees do not understand why they feel so uncomfortable being home. A returning executive reported that the first day back at corporate headquarters was the most difficult day of his career. The lack of reentry support frequently results in a loss of important knowledge acquisition for the organization, along with a loss of global talent. Thus, it is essential that companies capitalize on what employees learned during their assignment and develop an understanding of how to best use this new cultural knowledge. The loss of global talent and its cost. Corporations are increasingly discovering that repatriation is not something that happens easily or naturally. The result of not providing re-entry training is often costly and dysfunctional to returning employees' effectiveness and the organization. Consider these findings from research studies on cross-cultural re-entry. 2/3 of returning expatriates felt their overseas assignment had a negative impact on their careers, out of sight, out of mind. For many returnees, the experience of coming home is often more stressful than the initial entry into the foreign culture. Approximately half of returning employees felt their reentry position was less satisfying than their overseas assignment. More than 50% of expats leave their company within 2 years of returning home. This number decreases to 25% if the expat and family receive repatriation training upon returning, and to 10% if the repatriation training begins prior to returning home. At one company, 100% of expats left the firm within 1 year. International assignments are not cheap, ranging from $350,000 to $950,000 per expat. The loss of a returning expat means losing that investment. Even more costly is the likelihood that the expat will find a new position with a competitor that will take advantage of the expat's expertise, experience, and global relationships. Unfortunately, many international assignees report that no one seems to care about what they learned overseas, and that too frequently their international experience is unrelated to their new position at home. At a recent retreat focusing on building the next generation of global leaders, talent leaders from 25 of the world's largest organizations identified the primary impediment for leadership development at the loss of talent once international assignees return home. Retaining global talent. Considering all those factors, enlightened companies are offering re-entry or repatriation programs for returning employees and their families. The purpose is to help participants normalize and understand the re-entry process, identify their particular coping mechanisms, and develop short and long-term strategies for effective re-entry for their families into communities and workplaces. The programs enable all participants to gain a better understanding of the significance that their unique international experience had on their lives, and learn to use the skills and knowledge they gained from their assignment to enhance their personal and professional growth. A global company's success is dependent on talent development professionals' ability to take responsibility for selecting, preparing, supporting, and repatriating the company's employees and employees' families. Few talent development leaders have had an international assignment, and many lack an understanding of what participants need to be successful in the assignment, making it difficult for them to see the true value and challenges of an overseas experience. Training for staff responsible for expatriate selection and support will improve employee retention and enhance the company's acquisition of the international assignee's institutional knowledge. The case of a senior marketing leader who returned from a 5-year assignment is typical. She learned to speak German fluently, gained new skills, created a network of marketing leaders across the European Union, and developed many creative ideas she wanted to implement upon her return home. Instead of welcoming her insights, the company constantly told her that the German way will not work here. She had to wait 6 months for a permanent position, which had fewer responsibilities than she had in Germany. After a few months in her new position, she took her knowledge, experience, expertise, and contracts to a direct competitor who benefited from the $5 million investment her prior employer had made to send her to Germany. Steps for talent development professionals. Follow this guidance to ensure employees transition well before and after their overseas assignments. Prepare employees and their family for repatriation prior to deployment. Discuss repatriation in the pre-departure training and include the employees' managers. Identify mentors to update employees on what's happening at the home office and to remind others at the home office about the assignees' activities abroad. Expats must understand that much like their adjustment challenges and opportunities in their new host country, they must anticipate the adjustment challenges they will face when returning home. Provide ongoing coaching while assignees are overseas. Sessions should examine the expat's progress in the host country. Arrange periodic visits back to headquarters. During these visits, expats can meet with senior leaders to discuss the challenges and opportunities for the organization and identify positions they may take upon their return. Provide 2 weeks for expats and their families to reacclimate to the community. It will take much longer, but having a 2-week bridge can be helpful for assignees. Acknowledge that the reentry experience may be different for each family member and can occur at various times depending on the individual's needs and experiences overseas and expectations at home. Develop a strategic succession plan. Doing so ensures that the employees are returning to a position where they can apply their international experience. Provide each family member with personalized repatriation training led by a repatriation specialist. Addressing psychological and organizational factors will significantly enhance international assignees' reacclimation. For example, the employees and their families may feel marginalized, not belonging to their home culture, or not fitting in and not knowing why. Many times, children can no longer relate to their old friends and have a hard time finding new ones. Expats' partners often find that the jobs they were promised evaporated once they returned home, and that their relationships with friends and family have changed for no obvious reason. Although it can be beneficial to introduce returning expats to each other, companies should avoid delivering repatriation training in a group setting for expats and their families, because most will not feel comfortable sharing their inner fears and frustrations with strangers. Create opportunities for expats to share their experiences with the broader organization. One company invites expats to be on a panel during a course on working globally. Interest is so high that there is a waiting list of expats who want to volunteer to participate. Repatriates return with a wealth of wisdom and global network that can contribute to the organization's success, but companies rarely tap that knowledge and experience. During a consultation with one of Korea's largest corporations, I learned that its returned expats spent 2 to 4 weeks recording what they learned during their assignments. The company compiles this information in binders that, unfortunately, no one ever reads. Here is a great resource the organization could use to build its institutional knowledge database, but doesn't. Assign a high-level mentor. The mentor should be someone who has successfully repatriated and can guide an assignee and help make contracts with other returnees and current expats. Returning home can become a positive experience for expats and their families if talent development professionals prioritize repatriation preparation and training. The proceeding has been excerpted from TD Magazine, a monthly publication of the Association for Talent Development. For more information, visit our website at www.td.org. TD's editor-in-chief is Vanessa St. Gerard. TD's managing editor is Joy Metcalf. Music by Incompetech.com. And I'm your host, Joy Metcalf.